Did you know Grand Theft Auto was originally a racing game called Race and Chase? However, a glitch made the police cars go crazy, ramming the player in the game. And this glitch was so popular with testers that they rebuilt the whole game around it, creating GTA. You're listening to the Xbox Hub podcast, the official podcast the xboxhub.com. For the latest Xbox news, reviews, videos and opinions, make sure you visit the xboxhub.com. But for now, settle down, get comfy and open your ears for some podcast delights. Hello and welcome to the official the Xbox Hub podcast number one. My name's Gareth Briley. I'm also known as The Lost Island, with my gamer tag, but just, I'm Gareth Briley's better. Don't call me that in the street. And I'm joined on my virtual left by Neil Watton. And
hello.
Hello, there's Neil. And on my virtual right by James Burke.
Hello.
Do you know what? I've known you for ages, but I've never said your names out loudly, in full.
So it's quite strange, isn't it?
Have I said it right?
No.
Never mind. What's your full name? What have I said wrong?
You just missed the S off the end.
James Burks. See?
It's all right. I'll forgive you until this is finished.
Thank you very much. Now, in order for us to sort of get to know each other, I've devised this sort of 5-question personality test that will get us everything we need to know about you in these 5 questions. Are you ready?
Yeah. Do we have to have a personality?
That would help. A little bit.
Okay.
But we'll find that out now. Should we start with Neil? Yeah?
Great.
So, Neil, your first question is... Yeah, go on. Sorry.
Are these quick-fire questions?
I don't want you to spend hours on them. We haven't got time.
Cool.
We can't afford that kind of fee. If it goes on for too long, the electricity will cut out. So, Neil, favourite game?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Forza Horizon 3.
Is that the UK one?
No.
Where's that one set?
The Australia one.
Okay.
It might have even been 2.
No, I think you're right. No, I think it is Australia.
I think it was 3.
Forza Horizon 3. Okay, TV.
4's good. 4's good, but the loading screens are too long.
Yeah. What's your favourite TV show or film? Question 2.
The Bill.
the Bill.
Don't laugh. I'm sorry, it's The Bill.
The Bill, that when did The Bill stop airing in the UK?
Oh, okay, about 1985, but we won't worry about that.
Okay, so the all-time favourite TV programme, The Bill, that's one for the kids.
Yeah.
Okay, number 3, favourite cheese?
Very mature cheddar.
Any particular brand?
No, just any strong cheddar. I'm easy.
Good. Question 4. If you could have dinner with one person, who would it be, dead or alive?
Oh, Christ. Gazza. Paul Gascoigne.
Gazza, that's a good... that's really good. Oh, damn, I wish I would have said that.
Yeah, the best footballer that's ever lived.
Yeah. Paul Gascoigne,
Don't worry about the off-the-field stuff, but...
Yeah, I know, because you just want to ask him millions of questions, wouldn't you?
Yep, definitely.
And, Neil, if you had one superpower, what would it be?
It's funny you say that, actually, because I was watching an interview with Lewis Hamilton earlier,
yeah.
And it's something that Sky F1 did, where he got interviewed by some kid, I don't know, 10 years old maybe, and he asked that question, and I think Lewis said he wanted to fly, and the kid said he wanted 100 pairs of football boots. Now, 100 pairs of football boots isn't really a superpower. But it got me thinking, and I think I'd like to fly.
So you like to... Good. I thought you were going to say 100 pairs of football boots as a superpower. I couldn't work it out.
No. Not at all. I can't work out why would you want 100 pairs of football boots.
Maybe you should throw them at someone like a villain.
Possibly.
In one go. Yeah. Knock them out.
But fly would be good.
Okay, that's your 5 questions. That's good. We know a little bit more about you. James, hello.
Hello.
Are you ready for your 5?
Yeah, but what's The Bill?
I've never heard of that.
Don't need to worry about that.
I'll go modern and on trend. 24 hours in A&E.
That's your
wow.
Wow. The bill and 24 hours in A&E.
Yeah, no Stranger Things here.
Any Fire Engine TV programs you used to like? Just to get the whole three?
Fireman Sam.
Good. Fireman Sam as well. Okay. So, James.
Yeah.
Your favourite game?
Of all time, FIFA.
FIFA.
FIFA 96, 97, 98,
and on.
99, and onwards.
Good. FIFA. Fair enough.
Yeah.
TV show or film?
Probably The Office. Not the English one, the American one.
Ah, good choice.
I've seen it a few times.
How many times have you seen it?
In the last week.
Four, all the way through.
All nine series.
Yes, even the really bad ones without Steve Carell.
Wow. Wow, we're learning a bit about your personality.
That's commitment.
That's right. Favourite cheese?
Dairy Lee.
Dairy, what, the little triangles?
Indeed, it was not a triangle. I'm not interested.
Are they still going then, Dairy Lee?
Certainly are.
Yeah. Thank God.
Can I jump in there and say I like a bit of Dairy Lee, but I've kind of gone off it in recent years.
This is my interview.
This is his interview. You don't do this in a normal interview. You don't burst into the into the meeting room and say, excuse me.
I'm saying, Dairy Lee and ham sandwich used to be a staple of my diet.
Wow. Go and watch the bill on catch up.
Okay. I'm there.
And your superpower?
Superpower. To rewind time. And not agree to do this.
Well, that's really good. That's cheer us all up. Good. Rewind time.
Nothing against you.
Good. Maybe
that's only four questions.
Maybe some of our listeners are saying the same thing.
Yeah, I missed a question, but don't worry.
What did I miss out? Ah, if you could have dinner with one person, who would it be?
One person. Ooh, that's a tough one. Maybe Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, the wrestler.
Yeah, just to say, what are you doing, man? Just give it up now. Chill.
And so you're basically coming to, you're inviting to dinner to have a go at him.
Yeah. And just say, you start a bit, you're done now.
I think we've learned a lot about your personality, James, in those five questions. Good. Okay, and...
Can we ask you the same question?
Oh, yeah, ask them to me, yeah. I'll be as quick. James,
can you remember the questions?
What's your favourite game of all time?
I'm going to go for Red Dead Redemption 2 now, because it's... Because it's one of the games that made me cry about a horse. Yeah.
One of the games.
One of the games, yeah.
The other one's being horse racing 2016, I guess.
That's right, yeah. Well, I wanted to cry out loud, yeah. Next question.
What's your favourite cheese?
Edam.
Any reason why?
It's easy to peel.
You can't argue with that.
No.
Cheese on the go.
Another question.
What is your favourite TV show or film?
I am going to go for film. I'm going to go for The Godfather, the classic thing. I loved it when I first watched it. You might not know this, but it's brilliant. There's all three films.
Is that what got you into your line of work?
What, the Mafia?
Yeah.
No. No, it was. It's just seeing how beautifully it was filmed, the acting, everything else, yeah. And adverts, yeah.
And finally?
Dinner with one person, who would it be?
Yeah, who would it be?
My younger self, to say, don't do anything you've done. Don't stop it. That would be my thing.
That's a really good call.
And on my superpower, it would be invisibility. Yeah.
What would you do when you're invisible?
I would go into shops and I was going to say steal things.
Pick up some Edam and eat it.
I'm going to get a lot of Edam. I'm going to stock up on Edam.
Quickly in the shop that nobody will see. This floating Edam.
That's a good call. I like that. All right, let's move on. So we got to know each other. Mm-hmm. Maybe the listeners know us and they hate us or they like us. It's up to them to work that out themselves. So let's go on to, let's just talk about what we've been playing, because this is a gaming podcast, first and all. So let's talk about what games we've been playing. It's a weird month this month, isn't it? It's August. We started this podcast for the first time in August, and there's hardly anything out. So, Neil, what have you been playing, if anything?
I've been playing a lot of PUBG, just because I've discovered challenges.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about the challenges.
Well, you know, you've got to kill somebody, and to put a bit of context in it, I've been playing PUBG since game preview, and I've only ever killed 70-odd people across the years, and now suddenly these challenges come in, and they want me to kill, like, 5 people a week, and it's mad.
And how many years have you had this game?
Oh, when did it come out? 2017, did it come out, maybe, in preview? Didn't it release last year?
Yeah.
Possibly. But I've been playing it a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't kill very many people.
Have you won yet? Have you got the chicken dinner thing?
No. But my first ever go, I did really well. And since then, not so good. But obviously everyone else is getting better, and I'm old and slow and unreactive. And
that's the thing. Neil's old. I'm quite old. Kid is younger. Yeah. A lot younger.
Yeah.
And he has to carry us a lot.
Kid being James, of course.
Yeah, being James.
People that don't know.
And me and Neil's reactions aren't great. We normally spend a lot of time playing PUBG hiding.
In the toilet.
In the toilet. And hopefully, we always hope that everyone else dies. And that's how we will win. But it's never quite happened yet, has it?
No, we've been close.
We've been very close. What would you like to see in PUBG? What would you like to see...
I'd like it not to crash my console whenever I go in the water.
Tell us about that. What's happening there?
Well, I don't know. I've got Xbox One X, the Project Scorpio Edition one, and it's a bit of a dodgy console at times. And PUBG just seems to make it go nuts and want to take off. And just recently, whenever I've been going in the water, it's been freezing, dropping me out to the dash, overheating. You know, all the usual fun things that you get with a
console. I had that as well. Whenever I jumped out of the plane, it would crash for a while, and it's overheating. It's mad.
You got Scorpio, haven't you? You got the day one.
Yeah. I think
it's something to do with that console.
Yeah, I've had it in a few other games as well. But there you go. So, Patrick and Kid, what have you been playing?
A mixture. Ooh. A bit of Rocket League.
Ah, you love a bit of Rocket League, yeah.
Yeah, and a bit of cricket.
What cricket game have you been playing?
Ashes Cricket. Because everyone's talking about cricket at the moment. I thought, you know what, let's play some cricket. And I wish I hadn't.
Do you actually like cricket?
No, I haven't liked cricket since 2004, when I enjoyed it for 2 weeks.
Was that when England won the Ashes?
I think so, yes.
So talk us through your cricket. So Ashes Cricket is on the Game Pass at the moment, isn't it? It's free on the Game Pass.
And it looks terrible. For a game in this modern era, it just doesn't fit.
In what way?
It plays that the character models are just atrocious.
Wow.
And the gameplay is so monotonous. I mean, I've played about an hour and I was still in the same match. And it was about 10 overs gone.
But that's cricket, isn't it?
I was going to say, that's cricket.
It is cricket, but it's a game. So, I mean, I haven't had time to play games that long.
I mean, how could you spice up a cricket game?
Don't make a cricket game. Make it something else.
Make it football, you mean?
Power-ups.
Power-ups, yeah.
Why not?
Maybe you could be the ball. From the perspective of the ball going down?
Yeah. Or you could have, like, cars that drive around the edges and knock the ball back in.
Like Rocket League for cricket.
You go for a 6.
That's what you were asking for.
Rocket cricket.
Rocket cricket. Oh, that's a good one.
You could do one of those new game modes in Rocket League quite easily. Better than the basketball one.
Yeah, maybe steals it. I've trademarked it.
And Rocket League, do you think there's going to be a Rocket League 2, or do you think they're just going to carry on doing this little events seasons and stuff?
I think if they ever do a Rocket League 2, it'll be the next generation.
Okay.
But for now, I think they're happy just to build upon what they've got. Why not? It's very addictive.
I mean, it's an amazing thing because I think I bought it, you know, years ago, didn't we? For like 14 quid or something, didn't we? It's,
yeah.
I mean, it's a great kind of game that goes on and on. And it's free on Game Pass as well, isn't it? So
it's a bargain.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Bargain. Sounds like we're just advertising Rocket League and not Ashes Cricket.
Should do.
I saw they've mentioned they're getting rid of loot boxes as well, innit?
Are they?
Yeah, the crates.
Yeah. So you actually see what you're buying.
Good, cool. Good.
That's very good.
That was the only downside, really.
Loot boxes become the evil thing, haven't they? Everyone hates loot boxes.
Well, a bit like
second season passes.
Yeah.
And cricket.
Yeah. I've been playing Lightbearer, which I've just done a review for on the Xbox Hub site. And Lightbearer is a DLC of We Happy Few. Now, We Happy Few, we first saw, I think, and everyone wanted that to be the new Bioshock game. And the main game itself was really good. I really enjoyed it. I mean, it was long. There's lots to it. But it had this kind of open world area that wasn't very... just a bit loose, and some survival elements that weren't very good, and it was a bit glitchy. But the actual, when you got into a mission or you went into interior, it was fantastic. And the story was great. The kind of concept and the acting was great. These DLC, there's three bits of DLC have come out. And the first one, which I reviewed last month, was a kind of like B-movie. But the big difference between them all is they're very linear stories, which I love so much better. You don't have to, all the survival stuff's gone. You're just on a little journey. And this latest one, Nightbearer, you play a sort of 60s rock star. It's a bit on the wane. And you wake up in your hotel room and you've got blood on you and you're trying to work out how you got there. But it's very funny. And you have as your weapon, you have a guitar. And you can, when your enemies rush towards you, you can do a sort of like a big chord that's called a face melter and they collapse. Or you can kind of serenade groupies. And then they turn on each other. And it's a really lovely little kind of two-hour journey. And there's some really brilliant sequences, drug sequences that make... which I know everyone does drug sequences, but these are really clever, where the whole world changes, it becomes very little at one point. But if you want We Happy Few and you've got it, I really recommend to get the DLC, which I think is probably a little bit better than the main game. And that's what I've been playing.
Do you have to have played the main game to play the DLC?
I don't think you do. No. I think you can go straight. You know, it's not connected. I mean, they're separate stories in that world completely. Yeah. I mean, in the main game, there's three stories. You play three, you do the stories of three individuals, if I remember. So this sort of like takes this but condenses it into 2 hour slots.
I have to say, I was really looking forward to that game. But then it went into preview, didn't it? Into Xbox Game Preview. And it sat there for what seems like decades.
Yeah.
I'm sure it wasn't, obviously. Well, it obviously wasn't.
I think they had one idea of what it was going to be. They thought it was going to be this sort of... I think they sort of planned it being this sort of survival game, you know.
All right.
And then I think when it went into preview, I think people went, we don't like that. So they had to change a lot of the mechanics, I think, and change it around. So it was really good. I really enjoyed the main game, but it didn't quite know where it was. And I think it feels like they've settled down a bit now. But it's great. It's great.
Cool.
So there we have
the third one, isn't there? Third one coming?
Yeah, third one coming. I can't remember what that's called. I'm looking forward to that. So there we go. That's what we've been playing.
Excellent.
Let's go on to some news. The latest news going on. We've all sort of picked an item each and we're just going to discuss it. So let's start with Neil.
Me again.
You again.
Oh, well, look. I've picked one out from the last week. I don't know, what day is it today? We're on a Wednesday, aren't we? I know we're recording on a Wednesday. Yeah. When are we going to have this live? Thursday, Friday?
Yeah. Depends how drunk I get.
People are going to be... Yeah, okay. But I wanted to pick up on Ghostbusters, the remake of Ghostbusters, the video game remastered. And I know this would be interesting to you, Gareth, because you get troubled by strange noises in the night.
Oh, I do. I've got a ghost in my house.
You've got a ghost that throws scissors around for you and things like that. So I think Ghostbusters, the remastered version, would be perfect for you. I don't really remember the original game, but it was about a decade ago.
I vaguely remember it,
but I don't ever remember playing it in depth. But anything with Ghostbusters, anything with the theme tune, anything with the original actors, because I think they voice it all.
Yeah.
That would be perfect. You get proton packs as well, don't you?
You do. So
what more do you want, you really?
It's good. It was a good game. I remember it now. I remember it. And it was good, but it wasn't great, as what people. I think it was just sort of like a 3.5 out of 5 game or a.
Yeah, sort of I'm quite happy with that. As long as they don't go overboard on the pricing, which I'm sure they won't, seeing this as a remaster.
When are they looking at being out?
20 quid, 25 quid maybe?
Yeah.
Comes out beginning of October. Something to play multiplayer, isn't it? It should be good fun.
This must be the last of the 360 remasters.
I hope so.
Don't be silly. They'll find something.
I mean, there's been a little bit of a gap, hasn't there, for the last year? I can't think of any that have come out.
Off the top of my head, there was a period when they were coming out every week.
Yeah. And that's what we're going to get in the next generation. We have Xbox One remasters.
This is the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
People will call for new games. New games will flop. People will call for remastered games. Some people will like them, some people won't. And it'll just go round in circles again. But that's the way it always goes.
Oh, God, you depressed me, Neil.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry. But hey, I love games, really.
Kid, have you played Ghostbusters?
I haven't. I owned it. I never played it. I sold it within a day. Because I regretted the purchase.
You regretted it straight away?
Yeah. So I don't know why they're re-releasing it.
You're not talking about the really, really rubbish Ghostbusters, though, are you? That came out.
I've got to be honest, to me, Ghostbusters is Ghostbusters.
There was one that came out 3 or 4 years ago, and that was...
Crap. Oh, yeah, no, not that one, no.
Yeah, I remember this, that one as well.
This is the one on 360.
Now, me and Neil, we remember, because we're old, or there was a Ghostbusters game on the ZX Spectrum back in the 80s. Do you remember that?
I had a Commodore 128, so
it's a great game. That was...
I never had a Spectrum.
Yeah,
I was a bit posh. I had a disc drive and everything.
Oh my god!
I don't know. Back in the '80s.
I'd give it a go, but I can't. You'll
play it because it's multiplayer.
And I remember Dan Aykroyd said, "This is the 4th Ghostbusters films when it came out." Because they'd written it, they all voiced it. Yeah, I do remember that.
The story, I can't remember exactly, but the story, did he write the story?
Yeah, he did, yeah. Because there's another Ghostbusters film coming out soon, isn't there, I think? It's the director who's dead, Ramis, and his son's directing it. And it's got the original cast, I think.
Okay. Because it's been like 30 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it? Anniversary this year? 35 years?
I think 35
right. years, I think it is.
Yeah,
35. Yeah.
Wow.
Which is nuts. Yeah. Absolutely nuts.
God. Okay, thanks, Neil. Ghostbusters, what about you, James? What's your news item?
Well, it won't be much interest to you, but they announced the release date for the WWE 2K20 this week. And the cover star... For the first time, it had a woman on it, as well as a man.
Wow.
Which was a good step forward for WWE.
Right.
Because they've been pushing this women's evolution for a while, but now they're actually making steps to show that they mean business, you know, equality and all that.
So it's the first time?
Yeah, in this series.
You've been able to play as a woman for a while, though, haven't you?
Yeah, but you couldn't really do much with them. But that's changed as well, because you can use them in the career mode now, in the new one.
Oh, so you couldn't ever use them from the start?
No.
Ah.
Not as a
not even in the career. Last year you couldn't do that?
No.
That seems mad.
That's what I mean. They didn't really do much backing up the talking, but now they are. They're getting there.
James is a massive wrestling fan, as we know, which is a lot of people are.
Yeah.
me and Neil, I mean, I had a wrestling game, I think it was free on Xbox Gold, and I couldn't get past the customization. and that's as far as I got. What about you, Neil? How far did you get?
I haven't even bothered wasting my bandwidth to download them.
But a lot of people love those games, don't they?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt in that. No doubt in that.
Are the games good? I mean, when I think of wrestling games, I do think of people on their Nintendos in the sort of 90s. That's when they were huge, those games, weren't they? Everyone was playing those.
The Nintendo versions were the best.
Right.
On the N64, people play them now. There was WCW NWO Revenge, and people still rave about it, and it is the best one they've ever made, and they've never come close to.
And why is that? Why do you think that is?
It's just the gameplay is just so addictive, and it looks awful, but you can just play a match, and it's different every time. And there's like four moves every character, but it just works.
Is it basically stickman wrestling? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you would think so now. Yeah, looking back.
Yeah.
I'm just never be able to beat that.
And because you've been disappointed with the last couple of games, haven't you? You were last year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because the bugs and glitches and just poor performance in the game, and they just rushed it. They rushed it out too quickly.
And I saw, I think today, was that there's a co-developer, I think, or someone called Yukon, is that right?
Yukes,
and they split up the two things for the first time in 20 years, is that right?
It certainly is, and I think, I don't really know why they split up, but I think it's only going to be a good thing, because then they can focus on maybe do a different project in the wrestling world that isn't really tied to WWE.
Okay.
And maybe to give it more time and effort.
Yeah.
That would be helpful.
And do they still make a lot of money, the wrestling games?
Oh, yeah. A ton of money.
Right, okay.
That's why they churn it out every year.
Is that through DLC and season passes?
No, I think it's just the main game itself, really.
I mean, they add in characters, don't they, into the roster?
Yeah, there's always an add-on here and there. And they're not cheap, but people will buy them.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Do you think they'll also go down the current trend of dropping a couple of season passes? You know, season pass one contains four characters, then a year later, season pass two contains another four characters.
If they went past the yearly release, I think they would do.
Oh, of course.
Because every year, they'll stick with one.
They could split it down to 6 months.
They might split it into content and characters this time, though.
So there's content being?
For the showcase mode. So, like, new matches and new storylines, stuff like that.
See, that's good. I agree with that.
Yeah. Much better than new characters.
Yeah.
Because the characters you can make yourself, if they're not in the game, just make them yourself. It's much easier and cheaper.
Well, why don't me and Neil have a go at the new one when it comes out? We'll see if I can get past the customization screen.
And maybe I think I'm busy for the next 6 months.
Right.
We could stream it.
We'll stream it, yeah. We'll have one go at least.
Me against you.
Have they still got giant haystacks? Can I play
them? No. Definitely not.
Okay, fine.
he's suddenly not interested.
Yeah, no, I've gone now. I've gone on to the next thing. the last news story is there was a little interview this week with Frank O'Connor, who's the Xbox. Who's a Halo guy. Who's working on Halo Infinite, the lead developer, I think. And he was in an interview with a YouTuber. And he said, obviously, the special citizen for Halo Infinite will be Scarlet, the new Xbox. And we work with that hardware team to make sure the game shows up amazingly on it. but it'll also be on Xbox One, and it will look incredible. We're building it so it plays and looks fantastic on Xbox One, and then everything else is plus, 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 but we've got a few tricks up our sleeves that we're thinking about. So the big question here, without going into what the new Xbox is and stuff, Halo is their big launch title. It's their massive, yeah, game. This is it. And what do we think about it being cross-generation? Because for me, my original thought was, I think you've got to just go, Halo is the Scarlet. That's it. The only way you can play this game is if you buy the console. And
it would sell consoles.
Yeah.
But it was also pissed off a lot of people.
Okay.
All the Xbox One owners.
And what do you...
There are a few.
What do you think this kind of... I mean, we're going to have lots of discussions about this, but what do you think is that lineup? What will be the Xbox exclusive Scarlet game?
A Forza.
Yeah. Because that's what it was last time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Zoo Tycoon 2.
Right, Rise 2? Who made Rise? That was Microsoft Studios, but I don't know
who did that. There's going to be
Rise 2.
There's going to be an Assassin's Creed, isn't there? That's going to be, but that would be cross-platform. And I think that
Ubisoft would put that on Xbox One, yeah, as well. And if they might even drop a new Just Dance to like the original Wii and the Wii U,
yeah,
and the original Xbox, like they do every year.
Yeah,
but they love doing that.
Because I remember when the Switch came out, they had the Zelda, didn't they? They had Zelda Breath of the Wild on the Wii U and the Switch. So they had two versions, and people say that the two versions aren't that dissimilar. And they were, when they released them both, they said the biggest problem they had, first of all, was to show, they had to kind of like build up the Switch version of the Breath of the Wild to kind of go, you need to be playing it on this.
Yeah.
Because they realised, the Nintendo realised, hold on, there's a bit of a problem here. There's not going to be a problem. Everyone's going to buy one of these consoles. We're going to buy one of these consoles, aren't we? Day one.
Definitely.
Yeah, so it's going to happen. But there is that... I was interested in thinking about this whole thing of going, how long do you have this kind of cross-generational, the games for? It's like with Xbox One and Xbox 360, we had about a year or maybe 2 years, didn't we, when we... There was lots of the bigger games that were on both.
Yeah, it was a good year, solid.
Yeah,
and then there was still some drips and drabs coming out of 360, maybe up until only 2 years ago, possibly.
Mm.
There was still some bits and pieces.
I remember the Mordor game. Is it the first Mordor? What's it called, that Mordor game?
Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah, that was on 360, wasn't it? But you wasn't allowed... You know the bit when they do, what's it called, the...
Nemesis,
that wasn't in the 360 version, was it? So there was bits that weren't in certain versions. But it's really tricky as well. I was thinking about it this year, and I will, you know, we review games, don't we? So we will have games to... But it's hard, isn't it? Like, you know, with the Cyberpunk game coming out in April next year, you know, there is a sense of people going, do they want to wait? Because they know they'll be able to play that probably on the new console as well.
Yeah. It'd make more sense.
That's what Rockstar did with GTA 5, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
didn't they throw it onto 360, and then it took a good year to come to the Xbox One?
It did, yeah. It was just interesting. It was interesting that they said, I really didn't expect Halo to, I thought it was going to be on its own on that console, and that was it. That was going to be their big, but I understand, like you said, it was just, piss a lot of people off, wouldn't it?
It would annoy a lot of people. Yeah. Because, okay, we don't know how much this new console is going to cost, but not everybody's going to be able to go and drop 500 quid or whatever it's going to be straight away. I know people will save up and they'll have a year to save up or whatever, but it's still a lot of money and not everybody will be able to do it. And there's so many Xbox Ones out there and there'll be so many people that want to play the new Halo. They have to do that. But like I say, maybe Forza, what would it be? 8? Is that what it is? Yeah. Could be the only one that goes to...
Or will it be Forza Horizon 4 or 5 it is now? because there's normally a 2-year gap, isn't there, between those ones? And is that the bigger game now?
I don't know. In my eyes, it is.
Yeah,
it's the better game, I think.
It's the better game, but only because track racing, to me, has just become a bit stale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everybody wants open worlds, and the way that Horizon Series has gone, Christ, you can't complain one bit about that, apart from the loading screens.
Yeah.
Which are ridiculous, but...
Just very quickly, I know we're going off topic. Where would you like to see it? If you had the new Forza Horizon, where would you like to see the location?
Space. On the moon.
Moon. Okay, that's good. James, what would you like?
If Ralph's listening and he wants to go to the moon, then I'll have a bit of the money. Thanks. Sorry, James, what was that?
In Russia, I think. I don't know why.
I like that. Russia, that's a good thing.
Open roads and...
It's big enough.
I think it's a good call, Russia.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Okay, brilliant. That's the news. Let's move on. Now, we're going to do this next bit, which is we're going to do a little quiz game. And at the moment, what's our name for it? We've got Judge Losty at the moment. Now, Losty, I'm called the Lost Island on the Xbox. That's my gaming tag. And so everyone calls me Losty when we play. So we're going to call it Judge Losty, but we're not sure. We're not sure about that yet. So I'll explain to you what the game is, and then maybe people can say what they want it to be called, and we can work out something better on later on. But the idea is, I pick a month and a year. So I might say 2007 January. And Neil and James have to pick their favourite game from that month that was released on any console, and they have to then appeal to me in 1 minute. They have 1 minute to tell me why this is the best game ever for January 2006.
Have we got a countdown?
I've got a clock here. I've got a little clock here that I'm going to put on.
I mean, the clock.
Yeah, you're going to do it. And so that's the idea of the game. And then I will then maybe ask a few questions to each one, and then we will pick a winner. And that's going to be officially the Xbox Hub best game of the month and that year ever. Is that clear? Do you think that's clear enough? Have I said those rules?
Makes sense.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Right, who wants to go first?
James does.
James.
Oh, no.
You're going to go first. Now, I've got my little clock watch here. And I'm going to... Clock watch.
I like a clock watch.
Brilliant.
Clock watch.
Are you sure you should be in charge?
Just a strap with a massive, huge clock on it. Yeah, okay, this is my clock watch. Right, are you ready?
I suppose so.
What month have we got? Oh, you're going to tell us this.
I said this now. Yeah, the month. The month I chose is October 2010. So, James, go.
Here we go. I think, for me, it has to be the Rock Band 3. Because you can tour all over the world as a band without ever leaving the house. I mean, that's priceless. You can get your snacks, your drinks, you can chill out, listen to some great music. And often the it just works because there is, you can have a guitar player, you could sing, you can bring the drums.
30 seconds.
And they're putting the keyboard in as well. So, it's a game that even Elton John fans would enjoy alongside Slipknot Headbangers. What more could you ask for? And even today, it stands the test of time as being one of the best music, rhythm-based games there's ever been.
And that's all I need to say. That was good, good. You did it in the time.
I've not practiced it or anything.
No, yeah, you've been a week practicing this.
Yeah, just a week.
Rock Band 3. So, is it the best of the rock bands? That's my question to you, first of all. I've never played a rock band game.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, it really stepped it up by putting the keyboard in there. Because it's just completely random to sit there playing the keyboard next to someone banging the drums really hard, or or singing out, I don't know, a bit of Queen. It's just surreal.
I like you saying about having the snacks is the important thing as well.
Well, yeah, you got to have snacks when you're playing.
Are they vegan snacks? You've got to sell this to Lossie.
They better be.
If they're not vegan snacks, he doesn't want to know.
Only vegan snacks.
Oh. When did Rock Band 3 come out? Oh, October.
Have you heard the rules to this game? I just did a... Sorry, oh, my God.
Back in 2010, there were no such thing as vegans.
That's a fact.
What was the best song from 2010? Can you remember? From Rock Band.
The best song?
Yeah.
I think it was... For me, it was Before I Forget, which was Slipknot.
Ah, okay.
Proper hardcore.
Right.
Just turn that up, cause a bit of mayhem. Good times.
That was a very good pitch, James.
With me and the Lethal Harmonies, as we're called.
Could you play online then? Could you play online?
Could do. Yeah, okay. You play people online. And it worked actually really well. The servers were good. It was just brilliant.
Okay. Good. Thank you very much.
Can I just say something?
You can't say anything. You can't say anything. You can't come across. You're like the prosecution and defence.
Go on then. What do you say? Plastic instruments. He's trying to sell you something with plastic instruments.
Don't try to bribe the judge.
To be fair, the drumstick broke within about a week.
You've done yourself down.
What did you use then? A fork?
Just one drumstick.
Just one drumstick. That's what you needed.
Like a maniac, just banging one drumstick. Yeah. Okay. Right. Good. Right, Neil. Let me reset my clock watch. Okay.
Was that a whole minute, James had?
Yeah, he was perfect. He was on the money. Okay,
right, James.
Go.
Okay. I'm going to throw a bit of a curveball in. Not go with a big name. There were things like DJ Hero 2, but that wouldn't appeal to you. You know, you've got no musical taste. Pinball FX 2, I could have put that one. But I'm going to go with Comic Jumper, The Adventures of Captain Smitey. One thing you need to know, it's from the team at Twisted Pixel, and it's powered by Beard. And I know you've got a beard. I know you like beards. That's the engine. That's what powered it. So following on from what Twisted Pixel did before, which was The Moor and Explosion Man, which is close to one of my favourite games of all time. Comic Jumper, The Adventures of Captain Smitey, to give its full name. So you're going through different comic books to try and get his career back up and running.
Time's up.
What?
It's time's up.
You didn't even give me 30 seconds.
It felt like an hour.
You spent 25 seconds talking to us about the games that you were going to put in there.
Anyway, it's powered by Beard. That's all you need.
Oh, so what is this game, Neil? I'm not any idea about this game is.
You play as Captain Smitey, and he's a comic jumper, and it's a side scrolling kind of platform.
Oh, I remember
type thing.
This game, yeah.
Yes. And he's got a mate called Star, who's like a big smiley star, who's a bit of a pain in the ass, to be honest. That's all you need to know, really.
Blimey. Well, before I make my decision, you could have had Enslaved, Journey to the West. You could have had Fallout New Vegas, Vanquish, Super Meat Boy. You could have had Dragon Age Origins, Fable 3. You could have had Red Dead Undead Nightmare DLC. It's a lot of big games there in October. And
which is why I went for the little one.
I know.
Indie games of the future.
I think I've made my decision. James, it's you with Rock Band 3. It's a good pitch. The snacks got me. The first game that is put there for the official game of the Xbox Hub. The best game of October 2010 is Rock Band 3. Well done.
Do we put that up on a wall or something?
Yeah, we should.
Get a plaque made up.
Yeah. We'll get a trophy.
You know, you don't get
we'll trophy. Do something in Photoshop. It'll be fine.
We are going to do, though, a little competition for listeners out there. And we want you to, and we've got a little prize first. We'll just say what the prize is before we say what we want to do, because it'll probably lose interest. We've got a game to give away, a lovely indie game called Superstar Blast. You're reviewing it at the moment, are you, Neil?
I am, yeah. Yeah, it's all right, actually. It's good fun.
So we've got a code for that game. It's a great shooter. And all you've got to do is you've got to say what your favourite game of October 2010 is, and maybe write a sentence or a couple of words on why that is. And if you can leave that, this podcast will be on the Xbox Hub YouTube channel. If you can leave that comment on the comment section underneath the video, that would be brilliant. Subscribe, of course. And then we'll choose the best and we'll announce it in 2 weeks, who the winner is. I think that's good, isn't it?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, very good. So we're nearly at an end here. We need to say what the month is for next time, don't we? Let me think. What is it going to be? It's going to be August 2014. Mm. That's going to be in 2 weeks' time when we do the next podcast.
That's just before Xbox One came out, isn't it? Yes, it is. Or was that
2013?
Yeah. So we've got a year. That's fine.
Yeah. And before we go, let's just say, what are we looking for before the next podcast in 2 weeks? What are the things that are coming up that we're looking forward to the most? James?
Just living another day, really.
Keep it light, James. Keep it light.
He needs to be playing cricket, remember?
Yeah, exactly. You've got to look forward to the best things, and that's... there's not much in the gaming world at the moment.
No,
you're right.
You're not looking forward to anything coming up in the next 2 weeks?
No, not in gaming, unfortunately.
Hey-ho. Oh, that's brilliant, that is. That's worked well. Neil?
There's a little indie game coming out called Exception.
Ooh.
One of our guys is reviewing it at the moment.
Ooh.
It's a rotating action platformer. Well, that looks quite cool. It's very bright. It looks very quick, which doesn't normally appeal to me, but yeah, looking forward to playing that.
When's that out, do you know?
I think it's another week. Yeah, so I think the 13th of August, something like that.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah, looks cool.
Anything else?
Other than that, it's all a bit quiet, isn't it?
Oh, you're depressing me as well.
We're waiting for Borderlands, really, which is start of September, isn't it? First week of September.
Yeah, we are. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely.
So, I think everybody's waiting for Borderlands.
I've got two things, though, because I'm not the doom and gloom of you two.
Oh, okay.
Every day is a bonus for me. I've got No Man's Sky, which is a game that I love, and it's got its big new update on August the 14th. And in the update...
Which is called... Remind Beyond. Me the name.
Beyond?
Beyond.
Yeah.
Beyond?
I think it is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because it was Next before, wasn't it? Now it's Beyond. Yeah.
In this one, I think it's VR, which is a big thing that we can't play, of course. There's lots more multiplayer action, and there's a third big expansion that we don't know anything about yet. But I've been playing, gone back to it after a while, and it's such a... I love it. If you like just wandering around, examining and just exploring things. I went into one planet yesterday. It was a planet made of bubbles. I was just so happy just wandering around in this bubble world. But that's me.
That's why you are so happy.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe we should all play it.
I think we should all
get on No Man's Sky.
It might help.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lovely game.
It's the depression of PUBG, doesn't it?
It does.
Definitely.
It does. Well, that's it. That's our first ever... How do we feel?
Do
we feel like we've done an all right job?
How long was that?
Well, we're still going, yeah? We're not doing that. This is...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've got another, 5 minutes. So throw 5 minutes on top and...
Yeah, we've got 48 minutes we've done. That's not bad,
Perfect.
Is it?
Perfect.
Right. All right then, everyone. So goodbye from Neil. Goodbye, Neil.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, James.
Goodbye.
Remember to do our competition. So all you got to do is go into our YouTube, look at the podcast there, leave a comment at the bottom that says October 2010. What was your favourite game and why? And we'll announce a winner in 2 weeks' time. So thank you very much for listening. Subscribe, you'll see all the stuff, and see you later on. Bye-bye! You've been listening to the official podcast of the XboxHub.com. You'll be able to find all the notes to this show over at www.thexboxhub.com/podcast. You can also check out our social feeds on Twitter and Instagram @TheXboxHub, or search for Xbox Hub on Facebook.